On a rainy Wednesday around lunchtime, the students in room 211 at Sitka High are passing around styrofoam takeout containers of egg rolls. They're here for the weekly meeting of the Barcadas Club. The word Barcadas translates to group of friends in Tagalog. Senior Julian Nabwa started the club in 2023 after attending a camp for young Filipino Americans in Washington State.
My friends all talked about a Filipino club and it sounded really interesting, so I wanted to start one here too.
She says she wanted to create a space where Filipino Americans could take pride in their culture and, for some, learn more about their own heritage.
Usually we don't really learn much about it in school or at home because, you know, we're in the U.S., but...
A little over 6% of Sitkins identify as Filipino or Filipino-American, according to the most recent data. Julia's mother, Benny Grace Nabwa, is an advisor for the Barcadas Club. In 2022, she helped develop a scholarship for Filipino students in Sitka and helped draft a municipal resolution declaring October to be Filipino-American History Month. She says she was eager to support Julia's idea to start the Barcadas.
Julia, you know, finding herself and having a better and deeper appreciation of her identity as a Filipino teenager here in the U.S., you know, kind of like, oh, I think it would be super great, you know, to have that space.
Now, the Barcadas have extended their reach far beyond the walls of Room 211. The club has coordinated two salo-salos, or community gatherings, to celebrate Filipino-American History Month. Last year's event brought in more than 100 people. Benny Grace says the students did most of the work to organize those events.
So the salo-salo gatherings that we have been having for the past 2 years are our big projects and the fundraisers, connecting with businesses, asking for solicitations. Most of them are done by the students with, how should I say it? They have really been independent about doing a lot of the work.
Sitka High teacher Jared Rivera is a faculty advisor for the Barcadas and a Filipino American. He says growing up, he remembers Sitka's Filipino-American community hosting many events.
I remember when I was young, we had huge potlucks. I mean, the whole community was invited, and it was a big thing. It was huge. And then, you know, that went away. But now, since the Barcadas Club started this, you know, we're getting a lot of buy-in from the community and stuff.
The club has attracted a diverse group of students, including many who aren't Filipino-American. Senior Desiree Hutton says she initially joined to support Julia, her friend since sixth grade.
When she told me she was starting this group, she was like, can you come for this first meeting? I'm nervous. And I was like, I got you. I'll be there.
Hutton has been a member since that first meeting, and she's now the club treasurer.
Like, I've never been a part of a, like, heritage type of club, so being here and learning about this different stuff has been really interesting. And it's also been cool being able to, though I'm not Filipino, being able to still be involved how I am. That's just fun and cool getting to learn something new.
Julia says she hopes the club continues to grow, even in her absence. She's already mentoring younger students to take over club leadership after she, Hutton, and Vice President Rex Adres graduate this spring. And she says even after graduation, she hopes to serve as a resource for future members. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.